story, as we understand it, Zonke, you got called in to do some vocals for a German producer.
Yes.
York. Heads on the Rise joined at a later stage. Mm-hmm. Question is, if that had never happened, do you guys think you guys would have landed up together?
Hell yeah.
Why is that?
Ladies first.
Because we knew each other long before the whole thing came together.
So did you recommend?
Yes.
The two of them?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
You guys are playing a big, important element of local hip-hop at the moment and South African music, to put in a bigger genre. Now, how important is this for you now, going through to Germany, contacts that you're making for other cats that are coming through, especially from Ekapa?
Yeah, no. It's a very important thing to us because, we want to go there, do our thing and make peeps over there see that, there's a lot of talent here in South Africa, and basically, make the contacts so that we can hook up with peeps from over there at a later stage and, build this hip-hop thing, basically.
Because it is international and all that.
No doubt, no doubt.
Now, one of the biggest things that always happens whenever there's a local group from here, they'll go through to, either the States or whatever it is, and they always get put under the world music section. Do you know what I mean? They're not really part of popular culture. Mm-hmm. You won't see them on MTV, but they're international. Is that the same sort of thing that's going to be happening with you guys, as far as you know?
Well, is it just going to be a hip-hop thing there, or...?
Are you asking whether we're going to be swept under the world?
Basically, yes.
No, I think it's more than that. Mm-hmm. The impression that we're getting from the feedback we're getting from the cats is like, it's not just, it's more something new, mm-hmm. It's something new. It's an experimental project that we don't really know the outcome,
Yeah.
But all we know is that the stakes is high for every shareholder,
For sure.
So it's not a matter of failure being an option. This is like something that needs to succeed.
Oh, definitely.
And we're just putting in the faith, that positive seed.
I want to be very, very, very careful with your project. Coming from Cape Town, Joburg-based youth radio station, the brothers have been making links in Germany, now they might be off that side, Just now, off air, I was telling you about the history of a big brother that's been away in Babylon for 40 years and then come back home, Let's talk about the pros and cons of what is it that we're trying to tell to the world, and why is it that we need a tool to go first to the world and come back and preach it properly, because I think people listen better when you're coming from Babylon, But what is it that we want to tell about home now? And then we want to go to Babylon and come back and tell it again so that the youngsters can listen.
That there's great talent here. It's not only about crime, warning.
Yes.
Yabulawana, Gyalanjwa. Everyone, it's not only about that. There's great talent here. And to just set the record straight from Port Elizabeth.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, but Amandro Sugemtata, Yeah, peeps down there gotta realize that, I'm holding it down for EC, as well.
And you
guys are very proud of your language, which is really nice. It's really nice. And you're obviously proving that that whole stereotype is not happening, because a lot of the album is not in English.
Yeah.
What do you have to say to other cats who are either trying to sound American, or they're not, they're not expressing themselves the best way that they can? Because you guys are like proving that whole thing wrong.
Maybe that's the best way that they can.
And just be true to your people.
Okay.
We've been through a lot also. I mean, sing a band, It's going to bow with Ivan
Jani.
The best way that you can express yourself is the only way you can come through.
Yeah.
So, whatever. Cats must do what they feel in their hearts. Someone out there will relate.
With entertainment, now that we're all in entertainment, whether it's radio, TV, music, it's been always concentrated on Joburg. So Joburg culture, in essence, right?
Yeah.
Now you guys are coming out with isiXhosa mainly, right?
Yeah.
How important is it for you to come out to be on some nice isiXhosa, and for once isiXhosa being represented in entertainment on a bigger scale? Now, going over to Germany, the understanding of the language, the producers the guys used are from Germany.
Yeah.
Are there parts that they missed out in the tracks that you guys made, where you're on some communication gap? It's just not happening.
Yeah, I don't think they didn't understand all we were saying on the album, They were just feeling the positive vibe in the studio.
Even the English.
Because I think it's a good thing, though, because there's one part in the song that just played where I was specifically saying that my legalizer in Tsango. So if they knew that that's what I was saying,
it wouldn't be on the song.
It wouldn't be on the CD. So yo, maybe it's a good thing in that respect.
We need to talk about June 16th. But before we go there, you guys told me to play this "Africa's My Motherland."
Yeah.
Nice track, huh?
Nice track. No doubt.
Let's check it out.
People's gonna be feeling that.
We had a chat with Brahu earlier on today when he was going on about how Africa has always spoken in song. That's how it communicates. Also, you guys know the movie Amangla, where the whole thing is about how music led the struggle. Yeah. It's June 16th. What role do you think urban musicians like yourselves are playing in terms of the new type of struggle that has developed for the youth now?
Yeah, well, I'd say, you know, music, I think, is the most powerful tool that you can use. And it being Youth Day today, I think that's the most relevant thing that you can use to reach the youth out there, you know, and let them know where we're coming from, let them know what where we want to go, where we're going. And yeah, basically, yeah, that's how I see it. That's the role that music can play.
I want to be a corporate rasta here.
Yeah, do that.
The three, you know, the sister, I like the demographics, you know, links in Germany. Look at the cover sleeve, guys, you know, the professionalism, you know.
Yeah.
It's a hip-hop family listening to the show, you know.
Yeah.
Tell us how you're starting from now, your first CD, the sister, your ventures in Germany, this interview, which is meant to be the first to showcase your music in South Africa, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where are you taking this from now to where, so that the aspiring hip-hop wannabes or brothers that have something to say and they want to showcase their works internationally, they start maybe this way?
All right, wanna get that.
What are you doing from here, from with this album? What are you doing, well, from this interview? What are you meant to be getting from this?
Well, the album is gonna be released in Germany first, and then in a few months' time, or I'm not sure about the date specifically.
August,
yeah. It's going to be released here in South Africa. And we're going to be working with these German guys for a long time. Yeah, it's going to be a long-going relationship. We're going to be recording some tracks while we're in Germany.
For a second Culture Clan.
There's going to be a second Culture Clan coming out. So, yeah, it's still going to be
the live element.
The live element as well. Yeah, we're going to be performing with a live band in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be mad rehearsals going on, and you know, it's work, and yeah, so we plan to take it far, basically.
That's nice.
Yes, yeah. Dakota and Wando Bapuma, like it by Durban, Cape Town, saying that they've come up to Joburg for that record deal, for that spotlight.
Alright.
Do you feel that people need to come up to Joburg to make things happen?
Not really.
I want the best of something, you have to come up to Joburg. Yeah.
Why though?
The resources, man.
Yeah.
Strictly for the resources.
If we had these things in
Eastern Cape is the poorest province in the country,
sure,
bro.
Sure. So what are you guys doing then? To keep
this is it. We're doing this, you know?
Yeah.
This goes back home.
Sure.
Type of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we're working over there, but we still gotta come up and feed here first, you know?
You
can't feed nobody if you're hungry.
Yeah, go over,
sure. Yeah, sure.
So Tina, we're trying to at least come through on some, because we can. Yeah, well, we have that access. You know, for some 5-finger discount on the CD, you know, we got airtime. So there's a lot of talent out in the Eastern Cape. We're saying that earlier on, but coincidentally, we're all from the Eastern Cape. Nanozonge, ngabasebayi, and more than that, we actually see Azalani. I was ngamambondo.
Oh damn! Yeah.
Yeah. So we family.
Yeah.
We only found that out tonight. You know, blessings.
Sure.
But ultimately, it's like, you know, there's so much that we've left behind, you know, and the sad part is that it has to follow us instead of settling and building from there. Because abantu abaninzi abasuke baya balapha, they end up getting swallowed here, man. You never see them again. But then you never see them back home.
I'll call her out from Lundi.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
For me personally, I think, I mean, this, the whole African continent is very exciting in terms of what's coming out musically. But one of the biggest issues I feel is that even from Cape Town, Joburg, Durban, and then outside of South Africa, the youth aren't linking, even in terms of music. Everybody's always trying to look at what's going on overseas when there's so much here. Yeah. How do you guys feel that we can, you know, sort of bridge that gap? Because that's very important in order to make the continent stronger.
Hey, Gum, this is something I just want to say. But to me, what's going to bring the youth together on that level is like being honest to themselves and to their environment, yabo. I think the music should be more of a... It should be like a spotlight, like a floodlight on issues that affect tina songe, yabo.
In our environment.
On a common, you know, it's been a common denominator. Kuba songe siyalamba, songe, we have the same problems. It's just how you deal with them, you know. But I think the music should be more aligned with addressing issues and solving them.
Sure.
Yeah.
Within the youth and the South African context, yabo.
How's June 16th playing a role in our lives now? Is the generation of today?
Bruh, are your Father's Day in Amplan?
Yeah, born again. Yeah, born again.
Like, how's your Father's Day? June 16th?
They say, you know,
advertise.
They say youth days. And I read it, Thomas. They said the first initial Father's Day was commemorated on June 16th in 1910.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So most June 16th actually is Father's Day. So maybe it makes youth, that's when it elevates from youth.
I mean, I thought they were on some cultural sabotage. Coming through on some June 16th Father's Day. Pick one. You can one.
So, Slapoge. Yo, Zong, Zo, and Amanda, thanks a lot for coming through, huh?
Yeah,
sure, man.
Shipume pie. Yeah.
Make us
Amanda.
Yes.
Yeah. Bad boy, that's Amanda.
I just want to give a shout out to,
you know,
Abanba Sepai, Makaki, Dwesi, New Brighty, Sixth Man,
Wazakele.
Yes, yes. Nyazazi Mkumbula, man. Nozi, hello.
I see you guys have a video for your album too.
Yeah,
I know.
Check it out on the PC. Check the video footage on that.
Mizigal.
Tight.
Gakbe.
Mzizi's coming up to 1 o'clock. Have a wonderful evening. Till next time.
Easy.
I'll see you when I see ya.
Jalibs.
God bless.
Yeah, sure. Bump your head. Bump your head. Bump your head. First night up at first light. Globe scoping, hoping to find an antidote to cope with the sickness of a dead kiss where ignorance is bliss with its benefits, deadly snake pits. All across Gauteng, more hit music. YFM, pumping it up on 99.2.